Michael Bisping.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Oh, man. All right, Brian Whitman owes Randy Wang $500.
Untrue.
Now, so I think I know what happened. I think Brian figured out what we're doing here, and he tried to sabotage the tape.
Right. All right, here's the tape. Listen carefully, and you decide.
All right, if we went 80s music, if we went songs that reached number one
in the
1980s.
Yeah, but we did it. We already did that. But
we didn't do that.
We did Michael Jackson.
We both had the same playing field,
and you lost. Admit it.
Listen to me. I know I lost, but if we did songs that only hit number one in the 1980s, in the next hour, and you can beat me in that category, I'll give you $500.
I absolutely don't owe you $500 because the songs that were played in the next hour were not number one songs. The case is dismissed. Jurors, thank you for your time. You may go home.
I'll give you $500. I'll give you $500.
You said it, Brian.
No, I said...
Were they number one songs?
No, they were not because Foolin'
listen to me. I know I lost, but if we did songs that only hit number one...
Thank you.
If we did songs that only hit number one...
John Sowin is right there. He put the songs together. John, would you approach that microphone, please?
It's a technicality.
And I'm going to ask you a simple yes or no question. The songs that you put together for that hour, were they all number one songs on the Billboard chart?
I don't know, so I'd have to say probably no.
He doesn't know. That's the response. We'll take that.
You know.
I'll give you $500. I'll give you $500.
I beat you.
Yes, you did beat me. However, they were not all number one songs because
So wait a minute. So if you do a top, if you do a name that tune, let's say we do it on Thursday, only top songs that hit number one in the 80s, you will give them $500?
Now you're asking me if I'll give him $500 if he defeats me in another competition.
Right.
But before...
Will you?
I'm not going to be bullied into answering that question right now. What I want to do is wrap up this controversy. It's so clear that the two of you, believe me, Shapiro and F. Lee Bailey, the two of you are not. Johnny Cochran and Barry Scheck are not sitting
there. I'll give you $500.
What I said, and it's very clear on the tape, is I said... If we do a competition and we do only songs that hit number one on the Billboard chart...
Listen to me. I know I lost, but if we did songs that only hit number one in the 1980s, in the next hour...
That's the important part, which we did not do.
But we did another competition, and I beat you fair and square. You owe me $500.
Randy, if you need $500 that badly that you have to attempt to...
I just want what I deserve.
I'll give you $500.
I got to have my parents harassing
me
over Thanksgiving, asking, where's the $500? You got cheated.
Ask your parents for $500 because I did not have a competition with you.
All right, after hearing
me,
the tape.
I did not have a competition.
Brian, I'm taking you to People's Court.
Good, let's go. With only number one
songs.
I think
you'd lose in court, by the way, after listening to the tape.
Thank you, Tim. Jurors, you may go home.
However, if we do put together songs that hit number one, would you give him $500 if he beat you?
I am the undisputed dean. I am the king of Name That Tune.
What are you talking about? You've lost twice in one night.
I will.
And you can beat me in that category. I'll give you $500.
Will you give him $500 if he beats you?
Tim, you know what? I'm not going to be pressured. I'm not going to be bullied like you two like to do. My first night after vacation... I mean,
I'm not pressuring you. I'm just saying you the offer existed before. Does it still exist? Yes or no?
Number one songs from the 1980s.
Yeah.
If he beats me, I'll give him
$500. I'll give you $500
if they are all. Excuse me.
They all be number one songs.
And I have
in the 80s.
And I have a book at home, which I will bring in, which is called Billboard Number One Hits, and it has every number one hit because, you know, I'm a music lover, Tim.
I know. You're just a lover.
Oh, you know it. I just love music.
Talk to Rick Diestay. He said hi, by the way.
Is that right?
Yes. He'd like to see you soon.
Hey, we're going to have dinner with that guy one day, huh?
Yes, he'd like to.
I like that.
I'm booked in for Thursday for dinner with Rick, and maybe you'd like to come with.
I would like that.
Oh, no, I would love that to have Tim.
Because what happened was I listened to some of his show this morning,
right?
And he sounded so good on the air that I called him and left him a message.
Oh,
and,
that's cool.
And
oh, hey, Brian, I listened to your message.
How many times do you think he told me to listen to my message?
5.
11 times.
All right.
Jesus Christ, the two of you with these messages.
I don't know. No, that was live, he said to me.
Brian, I listened to your message 11 times.
Wow.
Let's go to Mark in Redondo Beach.
All right, Mark.
I'll give you $500.
Mark, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
For all the evidence, I'm an attorney, and I think under pure contract principles of either the civil code or under English common law, that we must respect, because if the songs were not from
okay,
the
Okay, no, I agree with you. I agree with you, Doom. I think that...
Now, why would you dismiss that caller so quickly?
Because I agree with him. It's not like he had anything to add to it.
He had a full attorney's explanation as to why I don't
know. He's not an attorney. He didn't speak like an attorney.
He identified himself as an attorney.
I don't believe him.
You're calling him a liar.
Yeah. How about that? All right. So here's the competition now. Or here's the question. The question is, yes, you would give Randy $500 if he beats you.
I will say this to you. If I decide to come out of retirement on Thursday night of this week, if...
I think you were KO'd into retirement. I think you went into retirement because you were knocked out.
Tim, I've defeated more people at this game than anyone else has defeated. I've taken on the listeners. There wasn't a listener in the audience who could beat me. I've beaten everyone in this room, including Randy.
You're like the Dooku Kim of retirement. He retired from boxing because he got killed.
Right. I'm alive and kicking. If I decide to come out of retirement and take on Randy Wang in a competition of Name That Tune based on only songs from the 1980s that hit number one, and again, I have a book that is dedicated exclusively to number one hits, so I would give that to Jerry, Jerry could pick only songs from that book. If I decide to have that competition and he defeats me, I will give him $500.
All right. Graham Wellington, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Yes. Hello. This is Graham Wellington.
Hi, Graham.
I'm calling from my law office on Park Street. I just wanted to say that Brian, listening to the evidence, Brian is definitely in the wrong here, and he definitely owes Randall Wang $500.
Okay, now, did you get the apartment?
Yes, I did. I got the apartment, and I converted it into a makeshift law office.
Now, Graham, did you also get the Neverland Ranch? Because there was a Michael Jackson is trying to sell the Neverland Ranch, and apparently you were interested in purchasing the Neverland Ranch.
Yes, I matter of fact, did get the Neverland Ranch, and I'm turning that into a private housing for privileged white people.
All right. Well, okay. Some would say one lives there now.
All right. Here it is. Graham Wellington getting the Michael Jackson's ranch.
Yes, hello. My name is Juan Hernandez. I'm calling about the Neverland Ranch. Is that still available?
It's already sold.
Hello, my name is Sanjay Kumar. I'm calling about the Neverland Ranch. Is that still available?
It's already in escrow, sorry.
Oh, it's in escrow? My name is Tyrone Washington. I'm calling about the Neverland Ranch.
It's not available.
Oh, it's not available now. I'm in a wheelchair.
It's off the market.
Yes, hello. My name is Graham Wellington. I'm calling about the Neverland Ranch. Is that still available?
Hello, Mr. Wellington. Of course it is. I'd love to talk to you about it. I love you.
So dumb. But yes, apparently it is still available. I don't think that was really Graham Wellington who called
us. I think it was. Rich in Washington, D.C. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, it's Washington State, but what's going up, guys?
All right.
We're in Washington State in the great Northwest.
Oh, I live in the lovely Spokane area. Anyways, Conway, I just wanted to let you know that you must be a pediatrician or something, because I've never seen anybody handle a whiny baby so well. And Witless, would you just pay the man? I mean, if you're going to say you're going to pay him, period.
By the way, Rich, I don't know what the level of humor is. I don't know what passes for humor in Spokane, but you've called a Los Angeles radio station, and Witless doesn't pass for humor.
Pediatrician was pretty good.
That was not bad.
Oh, I'm listening to you on the internet, so. You know.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I understand that.
So, anyway,
I mean, listen, pal.
Wait, shut up. You guys can't all talk at the same time. Shut up.
Sure. You may bust up your pals in Washington State, but there's a little tougher audience here, my friend. Furthermore, if you listen to the tape, by the way, are your ears functional? Are you a deaf person, or do you hear clearly?
I can hear clearly.
All right. Okay. Well, if you can hear clearly, you hear on the tape that I say, if it's all number one songs, and it's not, we did not use all number one songs. The case on those terms is dismissed.
All right. Karen K., you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
I love Karen.
Brian, you know I love you to pieces, and you're absolutely right. Those were not number one songs.
Thank you, sweetie.
I've been in radio for a long time, and I was dying at those songs. And Brian is right. Brian gets a little whiny. Brian knows if we competed, I would. Brian knows I would beat him if we did this competition.
Now, this is Karen Kay with Fox Sports.
Yeah, I do sports radio now, but Brian and I both have done radio forever, and we've done the top 40.
I'll Karen and I go back to the days in San Diego, and
yes.
Karen's live remotes at the Elephant Bar.
Hey, Karen, is it true? I read on a Fox website or like a blog that you lost your middle name Catherine because your initials would be KKK?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's my sister's name. So
is that true?
No. My middle initial is K, but Tim, thank you for caring about me.
But you remember, we've talked about it. Remember the Elephant Bar in La Jolla?
With
Q106, you used to be there all the time.
Oh, me and you and the San Diego Chargers, those were good days.
Yeah, those were good times.
Right.
Those were good
times. All right, so you say he does no money.
Brian's right. Those weren't hit songs, and if Brian ever wants to challenge me, I'll take it.
All right.
Well, Karen, I'll put your name on the list.
Karen, come on, and we'll put you up against the winner of Wang and Whitman.
Okay, now she... By the way, Karen Kay does Fox Sports Radio now, but was a disc jockey who played nothing but hit songs on a hit contemporary radio station in San Diego. So,
all right, we got to take a break.
She would be, if I can finish the sentence, please.
Yeah, she'd be great.
For God's sakes, she would be a formidable opponent.
Okay, folks, don't forget Wednesday we're going to be on KCAL at 8:30, 9:30, and 10:30. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank will be on with us in the 8 o'clock hour, I believe.
Cannot wait.
Yeah, that's going to be great. And then Friday, come join us at Ski Dazzle, the snow show.
I think I'm going to wear black again because I got good reviews on the email that the black was slimming. I think you should not be on Vicodin this time.
Yeah, I know, man. But my neck was on fire. All right, so anyway, Friday at the snow show, I think they should change it to the snow show. Don't forget the snow show.
No, it's called Ski Dazzle.
I know, but isn't snow show... Doesn't that sound cool?
It does sound
cool. Going to the snow show.
Well, you know, they have that. When you walk into Ski Dazzle, you know, they have that automatic snow machine.
Snow show.
That's a lot of fun, the snow show. The Ski Dazzle.
Can I get some snow? Can I get some sound effects?
Can I get some snow?
There you go,
Jerry.
All right, Jerry, you're the best, man. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. Malibu Dan comes up at 10 o'clock. News after a little bit here. And then we got right now the David Letterman top 10 list, which I believe is an old list because
of the writer's strike.
But that's when they put a great old list together.
But, you know, I bet Dave could do it without the writers.
Probably. It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM. Yeah.